You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Dyslexia is the most common learning disability in America, affecting as many as 43 million people. It makes it difficult to read, write, or spell. As State Impact's Robbie Korth reports, Oklahoma educators are working with new training materials that may make it easier to identify kids coping with the disorder.
In a new program for Oklahoma, 200 teachers have gathered inside a Tulsa auditorium to learn about dyslexia. At this workshop, 17-year-old Sam Kuiper is telling teachers about what it's like to struggle with this common but often misunderstood learning disorder. The senior at Charles Page High School in Sand Springs is speaking at an event put on by Oklahoma's State Department of Education and Decoding Dyslexia, a group of parent and student advocates.
I wanted to give a face to dyslexia, what it looked like, and look like anybody in the room. I really wanted to inspire teachers to go get further education.
Researchers don't know exactly how dyslexia works, but it's simply a different way of learning. People with dyslexia often have trouble with word recognition, spelling, and phonics, but because of a general lack of support and screening, it often goes unrecognized. Kuiper said he wants to help teachers better understand the disorder.
Well, I remember in earlier grades that it was kind of like, it was trying to walk through a fog. You couldn't really see what's ahead of you. You can't really understand some of the bigger words. You can just only imagine what they actually mean.
Teachers attending the workshop say often there are too many fires to put out in a day to concentrate on a single issue like dyslexia, so it's rarely a topic of focused conversation. Tracy Mutri is special education director in Inola, which is just east of Tulsa. She says just having an event like this is breaking down that barrier.
I feel like dyslexia has kind of been on the back burner for Oklahoma. It's not been talked about for years. And so now the last couple of years it's coming forward, and we are glad for that. We feel like it's something that's necessary. Our students need it, but we just kind of need to know what we need to be doing to help them.
Across the country, parents of dyslexic children are pushing for change. As teaching techniques improve, it's become increasingly important that they raise awareness about the disorder. David Herford is director of the Center for Research, Evaluation, and Awareness of Dyslexia at Pittsburgh State University in Kansas.
Parents at this point in time across the nation are stepping up and saying, we're demanding that our children with dyslexia get a free, appropriate public education like everyone else, which requires that you teach them how to read. And so they've gone to legislators.
Oklahoma has taken a few steps to help educators recognize and teach dyslexia after prodding from parents. The State Department of Education released a dyslexia handbook this summer, and next fall, Oklahoma teachers will dedicate one of their in-service training days to dyslexia education. Republican Representative Mike Sanders of Kingfisher carried the training bill and has been an advocate for dyslexic students since his youngest son was diagnosed with the learning disorder 2 years ago. But he says what the state's done so far can only be the start.
The next piece of that is to get these kids screened. We just got to make sure that we can cover the cost.
The lack of screening means Oklahoma lagged behind other states. In the last 10 years, across the country, the number of laws that support screening for dyslexia has exploded. In Arkansas, all kindergarten through second grade students are screened. Teachers also receive more training there. Sanders said he plans to file similar legislation for Oklahoma when the legislature reconvenes in February.
There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. If other states are doing something that works, that benefits children, we can mirror and make it, you know, gear it towards Oklahoma students.
Back in Tulsa, the teachers are grateful for a day discussing dyslexia. Kuiper's emotional stories of reading challenges and simply talking about the ways to recognize the disorder is a start. But Mutri says there's much more work to be done.
I think this is a beginning, and I think it's step one. I think we need to get to step 10.
Experts from Yale University's Center for Dyslexia and Creativity estimate up to 20% of American children struggle with dyslexia. In Oklahoma, that would be more than 134,000 students. But college curriculums don't train new teachers on how to identify and help students with the learning disorder. And without help in identifying students, teachers will be left in the dark when it comes to helping the unknown number of Oklahoma students with dyslexia. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.